The old witch pushed her down gently into a chair. From every flat surface in the kitchen, the Feagles were watching.
"I am, and a fine mess we have here."
How is she?"
Miss Level was standing in the doorway. She looked pale and was walking with a stick. Tiffany stood up.
I'm so sorry."
"No, it wasn't your fault.
How are you?
And for that matter, who?"
"Still me, I think. But I don't understand about the wizard or the desert queen."
"Don't you? Well, a hiver collects people. Tries to add them to itself, you might say, to think with. It kills them in the end, but keeps a sort of living memory of them. Something like a ghost."
"It's left ghosts in my head?"
"More like ghosts of ghosts." Miss Level shuddered.
"Well, thank goodness you're rid of the thing at least. A nice cup of tea, anyone?"
She turned to the sink.
"Grevens!"
said Rob Anybody, staring.
"Mr. Anybody, shut up," said Mistress Weatherwax quickly. "Let her get on."
"Aye, but she picked up yon teapot, wood."
"Daft, William. There's room in my well for one more frog."
Mistress Weatherwax glared, then turned back to Tiffany, while every other eye in the room watched Miss Level making tea, using four arms, two of which did not exist, and not realising it. The kettle sailed across the room and apparently tipped itself into the pot. Cups, saucers and the sugar bowl floated with a purpose. Mistress Weatherwax leant across the table.
"Funny thing, the human mind. I once had to see to a poor young man who'd had a tree fall on his legs, lost both from the knees down, and I remember him saying, 'I can still feel my toes sometimes.' It's like the head don't accept what's happened."
"Here we are,"
said Miss Level, bustling over with three cups and saucers and the sugar bowl. "One for you, one for you, and... oh!" The sugar bowl dropped from an invisible hand and spilled onto the table. Miss Level stared at it in horror, while, in a hand that wasn't there, a cup and saucer wobbled without visible means of support. Mistress Weatherwax stood up.
"Right, Miss Level, your eyes are not in possession of all the facts. You know the cup's there. You can feel your arm. Now trust it. Now put the cup down gently. That's right. Now put the hands you can see flat on the table. Good. Now, without taking those hands away, go to the dresser and fetch me that blue biscuit tin, will you? I'm partial to a biscuit with my tea."
"But I can't do that now."
"Get past I can't, Miss Level. Don't think about it. Do it. My tea's getting cold."